Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Ferrell on the bench, hour two now with Carver High, 844-843-6879, the toll-free line to get on the bench. I'm having a pretty good night in the NBA betting, Carver High. Bulls win over the Pistons. I was getting 4.5. I had Bulls winning, Pistons covering the spread. That's a double cover. And then Pacers and T-Wolves. I had the Pacers winning in Minneapolis, and I had the T-Wolves plus 7. And the Pacers won at 134-128 in overtime with the double cover. I hit the Wizards spread over the Nuggets. 130-128, there you go, and the Sixers on the money line. You're up 25. You got to win that game and cover the 11. That's embarrassing. I got burned on the Hawks game. They beat the Celtics tonight, 122-114. I hit the Magic in the upset of the Knicks in Orlando. It wasn't an upset to me when they're playing in Orlando with, Vucevic. He had a big game, as usual. They always do. 107-89, Magic win it. I had him winning outright and getting the four with a double cover. I'm riding the Clippers tonight at 3.5 to win outright. And I did that, obviously. I didn't know. I actually didn't know PG wasn't playing. I knew Kawhi wasn't playing. I didn't know that PG wasn't. But, unless I'm mistaken, he hasn't been in the game. So, apparently, I'm not tripping. Like, I'm not watching the game, so I don't know. But I know he has not gone in that game. 51-46, Clippers at the half at Staples. The Grizzlies lead is 9 right now with 7.5 to go in Memphis. The Blazers now trail the Pelicans with 7.5 to go, 105-103. I took the Blazers outright and getting 3. I think you told me on Coast to Coast today that number went up. I could be wrong. And then I took the Heat tonight, winning outright against the Warriors, who seldom come out to play in the Bay. Heat are up right now 61-44 on the Warriors at the Chase Center in San Francisco. And, I mean, they're kicking their ass as we speak, but anything can change when you got Steph Curry on the floor jacking threes. That's for sure. And I saw him hit a couple of clean ones in this thing already. I just want to give you an update on what he's doing. By the way, Nunn leads the Heat with 14. Adebayo 10 right now. Buckets has 5, 5, and 8 dimes, Butler. And then on the other side, you got Curry with 7. He's having a bad night shooting. I saw him hit a couple threes, but he's 3 of 11. I saw him hit 1. 1 of 9 from 3. 3 of 11 from the floor. Just 7 points so far, but he could erupt like a volcano at any point. But Oubre has 11, and Bazemore a 10 spot for the Dubs. 61-45. Heat are up. And the Heat have actually been playing solid on their road trip. Seven-gamer. I think they've actually come out and I thought, you know, looked relatively sharp so far. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 204, our new channel on satellite radio. And Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. I'm Pharrell. Anyway, so they started their trip, right? They beat the Knicks by 2 a week ago yesterday. And then they went to Houston. They won 101-94. They lost in Salt Lake Shakers. Lost in L.A. I mean, they started it right with a win in Houston. Then they lose to two really good teams, the Jazz and the Clippers, and then they're winning tonight. So if they win tonight, they're 2-2 on the trip, and then they play tomorrow night against the Kings, and they're favored at Golden 1 in Sactown right now by 1.5. I have my doubts. I know they're better. I think they're better than the Kings, but when you're on the road – and you got that back-to-back game. You know, it's one thing to play every other day. It's another thing to play tonight in San Francisco and then play tomorrow night in Sacramento in that second half. You know what I mean? Like, I think that he could win the game. But I think that at some level, De'Aaron Fox, Barnes, Hield, the speed of that team, they're not playing tonight, and they're sleeping in their bed. I think they can win that game tomorrow night in Sacramento, you know? It's no different than me betting on the Magic tonight and hitting that game over the Knicks. Everybody and their brother bet on the Knicks because they're 3 in a row. They're hot. They're the 6th seed in the East. They look fantastic. Randall's unstoppable. Now, you heard Rick Kamlin tonight say that that hurt Randall tonight. And, you know, I just don't believe that it hurt him. You cannot pin the loss on Julius Randle when he has 25-7-3 and three threes, and he hits 11 of 19 from the floor. That's another all-star performance by him in a team sport where the rest of the team didn't do jack. Randle's the only one that showed up for the game. Everybody else took the night off. We got a lot to do, including college basketball and NHL on a bench. Carver High, tell me about the little, you know, sweet Willie. You got, you know, little Will running around now, and he's got it all going. He came on the TV set today and dropped a yam right on your shoulder. He's ready to go. He's like, just, dude, let me sleep. I'm busy. Let's talk at another time. He seems like he's got it all figured out right now. Just sleep and cable.
That's it. That's legitimately all he does is he sleeps, he cables, and then he eats. This is the real order. The order is he eats, then he cables, and then he's done for 4 hours straight. And then boom, 4 hours on the nose. He wakes up, eats, cables, bang, right back down for 4 more hours. I mean, the kid is just absolute clockwork. I mean, I hope it stays this way. It would be nice, but Willie's got it down, man. This kid's putting in 22 and a half hours a day of sleep. I mean, it's just it's amazing.
You wish
so
you
far.
Could do that.
Yeah, I do. I wish I could do that, but no, he's got it down. I think part of it is he's very early. You know, 3.5 weeks, so I think he's still in the where the hell am I kind of mode. You know, so I think there's a little bit of that going on too. You know,
when he's awake, what does he do? Does he look around and he's like, what's up?
Yeah, he does. Like, he's got like a 3 or 4 minute window between eating and cabling where he does keep his eyes open and he looks around at everybody and says, oh, all right, this is fun, and then shuts it back down. So that's it.
Boom.
And the only time he gets mad is when you take his clothes off to change him. That's it. Other than that, he doesn't really get upset.
So you know, when he's naked and he's cold or something.
Yeah, he don't like that. That's a problem for him. That's it so far. There's nothing else that bothers him though. I mean, I got the other one running around here, basically diving at his head. You know, that's nothing to him. He don't care. He ain't worried about that. He ain't worried about how much noise she makes. All he cares about is if you take his drawers off to get him changed. That's all that bothers him.
You know, it bothers me when, you know, I got a lot of chicks doing that to me yeah. for most of my life. I've had just so many women trying to yank off my trousers
yep.
and get action from me. What is he like? Your boy Willie Stargell, what's he like when Ray Lewis is getting like around it? What does he think of her? I've seen her holding him. Is he like, now wait a minute, she's a little young for this, isn't she? Or is he cool with it?
He's cool. He's pretty oblivious to the whole Ray Lewis situation right now because she is definitely walking the tightrope when it comes to things that she should not be doing close to the baby. I mean, she's, you know, trying to throw a pillow at him, or she's trying to, you know, she's running at him and stopping short. You know, she's pushing the envelope here with me and Nicole. And, you know, part of her, she don't get it. She's four. I mean, I know, but she's testing the waters right now. How far could she push it? But she ain't bothering him. He don't got a problem with any of it. She's screaming, she's playing, she's doing whatever. And this dude, he couldn't faze him at all, what goes on around him.
That's great. He's like Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's just cool, calm, and collected all the time. Unless you take his drawers off, that's it.
And you take his drawers off, and he's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, he's like, the comfort's gone, man. Just what are you doing to me? Just please, you know.
Just give me a formula and don't touch me.
That's it. That's all he wants.
Let
he
me
just
sleep.
Wants to eat.
Give me a cigar. And
cable.
He
that's
just wants
it.
A cigar, cable, drink, you know, Scotch Rocks. He's like, just
that's
don't
it.
don't touch my pants.
No, I hope he's this chill forever. I hope he's this chill.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, you never know. Maybe he will be because she.
Well,
was,
they say
she was
yeah.
Satan, and he might be a piece of cake.
Yeah, they say sometimes, you know, the second one's a little bit of the opposite of the first. And obviously Ray Lewis was, from the moment she's been around, she's been full throttle, always 110 miles an hour from the moment she was born up until now. So it's possible that maybe Will be a little bit more laid back.
She's out of control.
She's a rock and roller.
She's a dealer. She's a wicked woman stealer.
She's 0 to 60 from the moment she wakes up.
Cadillac cars, tattoos. She's a rocker. She's a runner. She's way out of controller.
There is no slowdown with her. It's constantly going. So
I did it. I know. I'm a veteran. I've already retired from that club. I turned in my keys. I'm done with having kids. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, it becomes you, like, no matter what, like, one way or the other. I've seen it in every capacity, even if the family's together or if the family's divorced, it's the same thing. I've seen both ends of it where, like, the guy or the girl, they're broke up or whatever, and they have kids, and then you see them, they, you know, whatever. They're driven by those kids. They're, like, absolutely obsessed with them. Even in, like I said, split families. And then even in, like, my life, I'm busy doing shows, and I have been since you've known me. You've worked with me for a long time. I'm busy, man. And it is what it is. And then all of a sudden you have kids, and I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome, and this is great, and everything like that. And then, like, even on the weekends, you might spend a little more time with it and be like, all right, I'm involved now. Or maybe, and then when they get older, like, you start taking them to Little League and to this and that, and maybe karate, or maybe, you know, ballerina, you never know. But you're doing all this stuff, and then eventually the point of my conversation is this, is that at some point, it becomes you. So you may not even like it. You may not even want it. You may not appreciate it. You may not be a person that likes doing that. and you'll even lose. The guy that says, I'm not having nothing to do with these babies. And then, sure enough, 7 years later, he's like dad of the year. You know, he's at every game. He's yelling at the refs. You know, I've seen it. The strongest people break down no matter what eventually over them kids. No matter what. It's automatic. I've seen it all. Like, they all end up just changing and becoming about the kids. That's all that, at some point, you're going to be like, all I do is live for my kids. It's the craziest thing ever. And I never asked for any of that BS. I can tell you that much. You already knew in my story, I was an absolute terror rock star. I have there's no getting around my history, reputation, or lifestyle and all the choices I've made. But and then I had kids, and it changes, as you know, it changes everything. And it'll make a wuss out of the best of them. It breaks everyone. Eventually, it breaks everyone. I started, you know, you go through this phase where I'm like driving them around now. Like, my wife drives way more than me. She'll carpool with like 6-8 guys. Then she's doing 5 or 6 girls and 2 little boys. I mean, she's like, you think she was a bus? You think she was the Port Authority in New York City? She drives these kids around so much. And she's got this big ass truck. She's got like kids in there piling in. It's crazy. I'm the guy that says, I'll drive you wherever you want to go and your teammate, maybe one of them. I'll drive two kids. Or I'll take my daughter and her friend to the mall, wherever they got to go. I'll do it, but I'm still a little, you know, think of some of the Cubs managers over the years that had some problems, you know, with losing, and they're grumpy and they don't want to do press conferences afterwards, and they don't like umpires. That's me when it comes to having to do too many kid errands. You know what I mean, Carver? Like, what do you mean I got to go to a Little League game Saturday and Sunday? I'll go to 3 innings of 1. How's that sound? You got to negotiate with me, Carver. It's going to happen to you, too. You deal with Ray Lewis. Now you're dealing with Sweet Willie. And eventually, you're going to become a wuss, just like they all do. And don't argue with me. Hoosiers 82-72 over Minnesota. They outscored the Gophers 47-35 in the second half. High scoring second half there, Carver High. And Indiana, of course, has beaten Iowa twice. Then they went and won double overtime in Evanston against Northwestern, who covered against Illinois as well last night. And then Indiana went and got their ass beat by Ohio State right in Columbus over the weekend Saturday. I remember that game because I tweeted out, Hoosiers and Buckeyes, up next, let's dance. And an hour later, I was like, I'm bending over right now, and they're parking cars backwards in first in my caboose. I remember because I got all geared up for the Indiana game, even though I bet on Ohio State. I got geared up for my Hoosiers, and they got whacked. And then they turn right around and beat Minnesota at Assembly Hall. Dodd, Fisher, along with the back square, Assembly Hall, Bloomington, Indiana, it's the Hoosiers. And Gophers at 30 on the Indiana University Basketball Network. I've always had to do that through the years. It's just irreplaceable, my Don Fisher moment.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
It's true. Carter Bye and I, you know, Saturday we had a couple hours, so we took Willie to a fraternity party. He's only 2 days old, and we felt that it'd be a good way to break him in. And the beer was Natty Light in a keg. It was really weak, and it just gets you the worst trips to the bathroom. But, you know, just tapping into that resource as opposed to the, you know, I mean, just instead of formula to get a few, you know, a dozen beers in you, it'll make a man out of you. That's what we're looking to do because of the 4-year disadvantage at the hands of Ray Lewis, a.k.a. Olivia. Why the hell does he call her Ray Lewis? For Christ, that's got to be some kind of cancel culture. What's the whole thing with naming little girls after football players on the air? So there's a 4-year disadvantage. She's already been on full scholarship for 4 years. Seniors graduating early. She's got the whole spring semester with no class. She's just going to drink and make love to her boyfriend. Carver's like, whoa. Don't talk about my daughter like that. Well, stay away from my sister and my daughter. But the deal is this. We're trying to teach, William the Fourth that he can, gain an advantage on his sister being down 4 years if he hangs out with Pharrell and Carver High and Mafia, because we'll just speed him through everything. Screw student driving. We're just going to let him have a car now. Formula, beer, what's the difference? Chef Boyardee, Frosted Flakes, whatever's got the most sugar. That's what kids want. Ice cream and candy, all the stuff that'll kill you. That's what we're doing. We're feeding him that early. Early and often.
As much as I would like to give you a hard time, that is a very good idea.
That was Carver High on Saturday after he woke up and had 14 mimosas. And the only reason he had mimosas is because he's going to turn into a wuss being a dad with two kids. So now he's like only drinks beer and Tito's, but now he's drinking mimosas just to lube up on like a Saturday. He got to lube up. He got to lube up just to be able to take care of Willie and deal with Ray Lewis. You got to have a lube up. You got to get fresh oil. You got to flush the engine. You got to do it all.
Yeah, I might have to do that this weekend. I didn't get to do it last weekend, that's for sure. There was no lubing up where I was. There was none of that happening. I spent the weekend in the hospital, so now it's time to open it up this weekend.
When I was there, when mine got delivered in Atlanta, I remember a couple things. A, the kid was born, and it was a boy. B, I had a cigar, and I had a big, gigantic blunt. And I also had a six-pack on ice of Heineken. So when my son was born, I went out in a parking lot in Atlanta at that hospital, and I sat and drank beer and smoked a fatty. And I made phone calls. And while I made phone calls, I smoked a Partagas, and I inhaled every Pharrell in hat. Woo!
I don't like that or condone that at all. I don't like that or condone that at all.
The Pharrella pub is opened up and flowing again for Sweet Willie. Did you ever meet our friend Sweet Willie? Did you ever meet him?
I don't think I met Sweet Willie, no.
But you met Gambling Kenny.
Well, many a good time with Gambling Kenny out in Vegas. Many a good time.
But you don't know Sweet Willie?
Where's he? Is Sweet Willie a Vegas guy?
No, Mafia knows Sweet Willie. Sweet Willie, so I used to do this show with this chick. When I first started at Howard, I thought I had this plan. Like, they were like, we want you to do this show. And I said, listen, Howard's got Robin. Maybe I should have a hot chick or something doing the show with me. So I got this hot chick. And she's great at doing radio. She's done radio everywhere. She's really cool. And I got to be really good friends with her. Lynn Hoffman was her name. And her guy was Willie. And Willie is a legendary producer who does everything, concerts, albums. He does voiceovers, animation, commercials, imaging. He does everything. He's like a studio genius, right? So I got to meet him. And then through the years, I hung out with him a lot. And they lived in New York City, and Mafia knew them, and they lived right up in the sky. And, I mean, they were just the most fun ever. And Sweet Willie was just the funniest, coolest guy ever. And then they moved up into the, like, woods. They got all rich and moved to the woods. And they live up there. And you know who their neighbor is? I saw two neighbors. On the left is Richard Gere, and on the right is Rob Zombie. And in the middle, jeez, Sweet Willie.
That's a combination. So Gere and Zombie.
So listen, I go over there to party, and I don't even know what the hell I was there for. Some weekend or something I went up there for. So like, come up to
we're going streaking! Yes!
And so that was actual footage of me at the mansion. And then I'm driving to get bagels with him one morning, and who do I see but Richard Gere. And then I go inside the restaurant, and there's Zombie sitting there. And then I said to my buddy, Sweet Willie, I'm like, what's going on here? And then I told 34C that Richard Gere was at the bagel place, the breakfast place. And she ran out the door and went to try to make love to him.
Don't slide at the one. You got to score once you got on the field. Get into the end zone, my man.
You'd think she'd been able to score right there when she left the house and stepped on my face to get inside of Richard Gere's trousers. And one thing led to another, and that did not happen. And she stuck with me. But I did see both of them one morning, and it was like another day for them, like no big deal. And Sweet Willie just said hi to him. What's going on?
And he's gone. He
introduced me to Zombie, and I said, I work with Howard, because, you know, Zombie and Howard are buddies. And the beginning of his song, right, is a Rob Zombie song. The beginning of a show, right? For years. Anyway.
Well, he did the song for Private Parts. He did the song for the movie.
It's true.
Zombie.
That's right. So that's how they became friends. So I got to tell him. I'm like, he's like, I know who you are. I was like, oh, that's cool. I said, listen, my wife's been looking for Richard Gere. Do you know where he is? And he said, no. One thing led to another. That's Sweet Willie. You've never met him, Carver Hyde. Now that you have a Willie, you gotta, maybe at some point you're gonna have to meet Sweet Willie.
Might have to.
Guy's a legend. He's as much of a legend. Mafia knows. He's a legend like your boy Gambling Kenny was. Legendary status. I'm telling you, like, we used to have to kill time, and like, we'd be, you know, having to be in the city to do something, and then we would, you know, have to go do the show, right? And I was on at 8 to midnight or something, and we'd have to be there at like 4 for, I was doing TV on SNY, right? So that was the problem. I did TV, and then I had a window of time to kill. And I will just say this, that Willie always managed to find a way to spend that time. He was really good with time and what should we do for the next 90 minutes. And his answers were emphatic and swift, and they were fun. And there was drinking involved, bad things, and lots of smoke. God bless him. There's a lot happening here on the technical side of the broadcast this evening, and I don't even care. We'll talk about the hockey scores next, Carver High. All right, Pharrell on the bench with you, and good to have you with us. Carver High's with me. Just had a son last Thursday or Friday. Was it Friday morning?
It was Friday morning, yes.
There you go. All right, so we're excited for him. He's under a tremendous strain, and it'll all work out. He knows that. So I just wanted to say that screw the Canucks.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that early.
I'll say it too. Screw the Canucks. Screw them.
Thank you. Screw them.
I guess they can't lose every night.
I guess not, because they cost me money tonight. They're up 4-1 on the Flames going to the third. And unless something crazy happens, like the Senators came back from 5-1 down to win a game, but they lost to the Leafs tonight. 2-1, Leafs win it. Panthers beat the Canes in overtime. That Panther team's starting to impress me. I'll give you that. The Oilers in the second period are up 2-1 on the Farrelipeg Jets. 4:20 left in the second. 4:20. Imagine that. Blackhawks, 2-0 winners over the Red Wings. I mean, it is just the most fantastic thing, that the money I've made off of the Red Wings. I said today it's how I feed my family. I mean, I bet against them every time they play. And not only that, I told you today something about, I think the money line too, or the puck line, is lay the two, lay the 1.5. I said every time they play, you can make money on more ways than one.
So, no, the Red Wings have been very profitable to play against them on a nightly basis. Even the puck line, it's been amazing how bad they've been. I think the crazy thing is the two teams you just mentioned that won tonight, Chicago and Florida, are now both at the top of that Central Division, which is pretty crazy. Now, I know they've played more games. Chicago's played, like, I think the most games in the league, 18 games, but for them to have 22 points when most people thought they'd be at the bottom with Detroit, that's a really nice job by the Blackhawks. And the same thing with Florida, who's 10-2-2. They've been outstanding as well.
Did you, I remember when we were saying, like, the Blackhawks would have been the worst team in the league. And then they just didn't listen to any of it. And Patrick Kane went out there as the leader. And then all these young, talented kids they got skating around hauling ass. I think that's the difference, is having a guy like, you know, even Keith and the guys that they have on that team that have been there, done that, and won cups are helping all those kids. And the fact that they're tied with 22 points in Florida at the top of that Central is crazy.
No, it is, and you're absolutely right. And it's just like what we saw in the bubble, isn't it? When they beat Edmonton in that play-in round, why'd they beat him? Because you had a mix of Kane, Taves, Keith, and then all these young guys that were getting that experience, and now here we go. That's kind of carried over a little bit. Now, have they gotten a lot of their wins, you know, against the Blackhawks, I mean, against the Red Wings, and against the Predators, whatever? It doesn't matter. They're playing good hockey. They're getting wins, and people thought they were going to suck. So, nice job by the Blackhawks.
What's the kid's name on the left side, DeBrincat? He's got
17
points. He's played, you know, fantastic for them. Leads the team with 9 goals. No one's
Kubalik's
ever heard
been
of
good.
Him.
Kubalik has been very good for them. Dylan Strome has been good for them. They've gotten a lot of good contributions from a lot of their young players. And Draisaitl goes top of the net to make it 3-1 Oilers. There's your boy,
there
Draisaitl. Yeah.
I have the Oilers going tonight. I need that. I really need that. DeHaan's on that team. Doesn't look like he plays much. He's bad luck.
He took an awful penalty in the third period tonight. Luckily, it didn't cost him.
Like I said, tomorrow, Islanders and Penguins at PPG in the Steel City. They seem to have really good games when they play each other, the Islanders and Penguins. The Islanders are hot. The Penguins are average at best. They beat the Islanders 4-3 in that game, or in a shootout last week, whatever it was. That was a game the Islanders should have won after the Barzal goal with 7 minutes left. And since then, the Islanders have been hot, right?
Yeah, they've got points in 8 straight games. They've won 5 out of 6. That one loss was that shootout game to the Penguins last Thursday. This is the third of 6 February meetings between the Islanders and the Penguins. They've played twice. They play Thursday and Saturday here in Pittsburgh. And then they play 2 more times at the end of the month, Scotty. So a lot of Islanders and Penguins.
I just wanted to say I hate you before the two-game series starts.
And you know what you like the most about the Islanders, Scotty, is they're starting to play like the Islanders of the last couple of years. I mean, the other night, what was it? They held Buffalo to no shots in the third period. You know, they're playing their defensive style. They're getting a couple goals. Barzell's been outstanding. Lee's been good. Islander hockey right now, that's for sure.
So Devin's and Bruins, the Devils came out and beat the Rangers in their first game after being out basically for the whole month. And Rangers, Flyers in Philadelphia tomorrow. Predators, Blue Jackets in Columbus. Leafs host the Senators again. Sabres, Caps in D.C. Sharks, Blues in St. Louis. The Lightning, Stars have been postponed. Kings, Coyotes in the desert. Wild and Ducks are at the pond in Anaheim, Orange County. Here's the deal on the story of the day in baseball is the Fernando Tatis Jr. deal with the Padres, 14 years and alleged $340 million. It'll include a full no-trade clause for all 14 years of the deal, according to Scott Miller, our boy. Can you believe that deal? $340 million and a no-trade clause ever. They can never trade him.
I got to tell you, Scotty, I understand that San Diego wants to keep him forever. I completely get that. But from his standpoint and the team's standpoint, I just don't get 14 years. And I know it's a lot of money. $340 million. He's a 22-year-old kid. Even for him, Scotty, like, think about it. He's 22 years old. He just signed a 14-year deal for $340. How does he not know that the value of these players in 5 years isn't going to go up even more? And maybe, you know, he could have signed a 5 or a 6-year deal, and when he's 27, 28, maybe he could have got $45 million a year. You know, who knows where it could be at by then. So I just don't know why you want to lock yourself in to a 14-year contract. But good for the city of San Diego. Machado's locked in there for a very long time. Now you have Tatis Jr. locked in for a very long time. I just don't see the point of 14-year deals for the team or for the player.
Well, obviously, he won a Silver Slugger, third in the MVP balloting. The guy so far has batted over 300, 39 home runs, 27 stolen bases. And that's 143 games in 2 seasons with the Padres. That's what he's done. He's 22. He'll be 35 or 36 when it's over. And I don't even know if they ever wanted to trade him. He'd have to have, you know, obviously full control of that. And the decision will be his because he got this no trade clause in that deal. And you knew he was going to get an extension. And honestly, like, that is stunning to me, to be honest with you. When I saw that offer and that deal that he signed, I did think, like you, that it's too long. But it might be smart for the Padres. But at the same time, look at the guys that they have on that team. Now, I'm not running their finances, so I'm not looking at the books. But all I know is they're paying Machado tons of money as well. Like, isn't his deal $300 million? And then, look at the team they got. Like, I don't know everyone's contract, but Hosmer, all these guys, Myers, they've said they were going to trade him forever, right? But look at their pitching now. Blake Snell, Yu Darvish. Now, I don't know the deal, so I'm guessing the Darvish deal, he's already got a deal, and they picked it up, and they're handling his business. But the other one, Blake Snell, I don't know his status. I know this, is that guy is so good, and if I'm him, and I see you just gave this guy $340 million for 14 years, I'm smart enough to know that I'm a pitcher, one of the most dominant in the game, and I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine, and it's going to be 3 or 4 years. You're going to pay me through the nose. Like, look what they just did for Trevor Bauer, right? That guy's 3-year deal is sickening. Why wouldn't Snell take him to the cleaners? You know what I mean? Carver High, like, they opened up that box with $650 million for those two players. One of them's 10 years. He's probably in his third or whatever, fourth year there.
He's entering his third.
He's entering his third.
So Machado signed a 10-year, $300 million contract going into the 19 season. So he's only played two of those 10 years. So he's going into his third.
I'm sure he's got a no-trade clause.
He's got a lot of clauses, and he's got a lot of opt-outs. Darvish is 6 for 126. Will Myers, 6 for 83. Eric Hosmer, 8 for 144. Blake Snell, 5 for 50. They've got, and now you're going to, yeah.
What year is he in that? What year is Blake Snell in that deal? 5 for 50.
Let me take a look here. Bring
that's
him back up.
Young,
he's going into the
deal.
third year of that deal. So he's got
his
3 years.
Deal.
Yes. 5 years for 50. He signed that extension with Tampa in 2019. So he's played 2 years of that deal. He's got the 21, 22 and 23 seasons left of that. So
they don't have to pay him. They could use him for 3 years and trade him. And then, honestly, these guys' arms fall off. Do they not?
And they've got some arms who have not been paid yet, whether it be Chris Paddock, whether it be Lamette, whether it be right. Clevinger, who they traded for. None of those guys have been
Clevinger's
paid.
Clevinger's making tons of money.
Yeah, he hasn't made the big money yet either. He's not making big money yet.
Let me just ask you this question. I got to know. Where is all this money coming from? There's no fans. Well,
they must have found
a
gold mine down there.
Are they fracking for some money? I mean, that is crazy, right? The other thing is, I don't have much time, but the story about Vincent Jackson is very troubling. We talked about it today that I don't even know. I don't even believe. Like, really, the coroner came out with a report that said he's an alcoholic and he had CTE. And then he didn't cause of death. He just said, I think the guy's an alcoholic and he's got CTE. I just don't believe that. I want to see the that sounds fishy. And remember, if you drive home fishy, it could be the catch of the day. I know that, he may very well, like, obviously he had alcohol problems. His family had acknowledged that, and they think he has CTE and everything else. I still want to see the toxicology reports off of him dying in that hotel. I don't know if I believe he just drank himself into death. All right, hit Missouri State, 68-53 over Southern Illinois. Hit Boise, land the 1.5. They beat Utah State by 9. Hit Tennessee and covered the 11. They won by 20 over South Carolina. Hit Seton Hall, they won by 8. And they were laying 13, so they win by 8. They don't cover. Wyoming won and covered. They win in overtime, 83-74 at New Mexico. Drake beat Northern Iowa 77-69. I'm looking for that Drake line. They were laying 6, so they covered. Kansas covered. They beat Kansas State in Manhattan 59-41. USC covered. They were laying 13. They beat Arizona State 89-71. VCU by 12 over Richmond, so no cover there by Richmond. VCU wins on the road. Adam winning on the road outright. Chattanooga by 8 over Western Carolina, and I had Chattanooga there at -8. It pushed Furman a winner. I left that off the board. 78-64 over Sanford. Wofford a winner over Citadel. Blew them out. Mercer beat East Tennessee 71-64. Maryland won. Nebraska covered against them at College Park. UCF beat South Florida 81-65. Butler lost to Marquette. They got whacked at Hinkle. Indiana State big over Evan. They suck.
They're awful. I mean, honestly, the Big East sucks this year. Let's be honest. The Big East sucks. Aside from Villanova, the Big East is awful.
Duke won. They won by 24. Vandy lost by 4 to Kentucky. I think they were getting 4. Pitt lost by 1 to North Carolina State. And Loyola barely beat Valpo by 2. Too bad I was laying 19. Jesus, Valparaiso. Ever since they got rid of that Crusader nickname, they're tough. Now, listen, I want to see the toxicology reports because I think, you know, I've had a friend die drinking himself to death. I've seen that happen, but they're saying he's an alcoholic. CT, if he had brain problems and all that and alcoholism, that could have killed him. Who knows? I want to see what that tox report says. Carver Hyde thinks they gave him way too much money, too young. He's played one season. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Good night. Peace.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.